Job chapter 38.
Job chapitre 38.
Verse 33.
Verset 33.
The Bible reads.
La Bible lit.
Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? And can you set their dominion over the earth? Do you know that God is surrounded by laws?
Can you use those laws
and abide by those laws to establish dominion in this earth? Can somebody say amen?
Est-ce que quelqu'un peut dire amen?
Thank you, Lord. Honor
Merci,
your word.
Père,
and this is your moment, Holy Spirit.
Ça, moment.
Take control in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Vous pouvez rasseoir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, last time,
vous savez, la dernière fois,
we're talking about
nous avons parlé de
how spiritual life is.
Comment amen. La vie est spirituelle.
And then in the course of our discussion,
et en discutant,
we came to realize that
on s'est rendu
we talked about the fact that
on a parlé du fait que
there is no man
y a aucun homme
that will rise into this world
qui va s'élever dans ce monde
that is not backed by an altar
qui n'est pas soutenu par un autel.
You cannot rise
tu ne peux pas t'élever
if you don't have the backup
si tu n'as pas le soutien
of the altar
d'un autel.
We talked about three types of things that keep us.
Nous avons parlé de trois genres de choses qui
on evil altar.
Qui nous gardent dessus des hôtels, des mauvais hôtels.
Individual sin.
On a parlé du péché individuel.
And iniquity.
Et iniquité.
We talked about the bloodline sin that come from a family.
Nous avons parlé du péché.
And we talked about the territorial
de la lignée. Et nous avons parlé du péché du territoire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we say that
et nous avons dit
as
que
long as you are fighting
tant que tu combats
out of
vous,
an altar,
vous sortez d'un hôtel.
If you do not address
si
this specific altar,
cet hôtel spécifique,
the altar of sin and iniquity,
du péché et de l'iniquité,
you will remain attached to the altar that you have been fighting to get out of.
Hallelujah.
And then we say that
et nous avons dit que
every backup of an evil altar
tout soutien d'un mauvais hôtel
sustain his strength
prend sa force
in one specific altar
d'un
that
hôtel
was
spécifique.
The altar of sin
et c'est l'hôtel du péché
and iniquity.
Et l'iniquité.
And we say that every backup of every holy altar
et nous avons dit que le soutien de
strength
reçoit sa grâce et sa
from
force de l'autel du trône de miséricorde.
And that is why when Jesus Christ
et c'est pour cela que quand Jésus-Christ est mort,
he took his blood
il a pris son sang
that he deposited under the mercy seat.
Et il a déposé cela sur
so
le siège de miséricorde.
Pour
qu'en tant que chrétien, quand nous suivons cette loi-là, nous pouvons recevoir la grâce et la force venant
and
du
we
Père.
Are
because
we can talk about the negativity of the altars and
hôtels,
if we don't express this feeling of solution,
si on
it means
parle pas
what we have sustained into doing
ça veut dire que ce qu'on
was
a
to
fait
put fear
de mettre la peur
in people's lives.
Dans la vie des gens.
We talked about
on
events
a parlé des
in
événements
family,
dans les familles.
And we talked about events
nous parlé des événements
in persons' lives.
Dans
we talked
dans
about
la vie
events
personnelle.
In
nous
territory.
Des événements dans
and
les
we
territoires.
Say you can see in a family
que tu peux voir dans la famille
a pattern that's occur all the time.
Passe tout le temps.
People don't get married.
Les gens ne se marient pas.
People don't have children. People get into drunkenness.
Les gens
people
sont
get
des
into things that does not bring glory to any person.
Qui ne rend pas
and you
droit.
Degrade your life. You destroy your life
et
for nothing.
Et tu ta vie pour
and this
rien.
Is a pattern in certain families.
Et cette
and no matter
là,
how you fight it,
dans certaines
this
familles,
thing
peu importe
is
comment
still
tu
calling you
cela,
back.
Cette chose
it's
te rappelle
asking
toujours.
You to come
ça demande toujours que
to
tu viennes.
No matter how you run,
peu importe comment tu fuis,
there is something that keep on
il y a toujours
calling
quelque chose qui te rappelle.
There is one specific
parce qu'il y a
altar
un hôtel spécifique
that you have not addressed.
Que tu n'as pas encore adressé.
Life it is full
la
of deception.
Est remplie de déception.
The Bible tells
la Bible nous dit
when the disciple came to Jesus Christ and they asked the Lord
ils ont demandé au
Master,
Seigneur,
Master tell us
maître,
what would be the sign of the end of the world
de la
his
fin du
answer
monde.
Was very
et
simple
sa réponse était très
he
simple.
Said take heed
il a dit,
that no one deceive you
que personne ne vous déçoive.
Because deception
parce que la déception,
it is the sign of the coming
est le signe
of
de
the
la
end
venue.
Days and then
jours.
We are living in the
et
world where deception it is
normal.
People get deceived every day.
Les
and one of
jour.
The worst deceptions,
des,
it is what we call self deception. You manage to deceive yourself. Let me give you an example. Sometimes God will give you a signal and say, this thing that you are going through, it is a bad thing. But you will manage to deceive yourself that you can change the outcome of that thing. I remember I spoke to one lady once, and I was talking to the lady that this thing that you are getting yourself into, you have to know that this man, it is part of a group. And if you have all your senses, you should know now that you should not venture into this relationship. And the person told me, oh yes, Pastor, you are right. And
a
few months after, the person came to tell me that the Lord revealed to her that she will pray and the man will change. True, she prayed. She prayed and the man changed her.
L'homme l'a changé.
Yes. Yes. Because sometimes we deceive ourselves to believe that thing it is good. It is not good. It is evil. And what it is evil is evil. And what is evil will destroy your life. And if you don't open your eyes to see that this is evil, you will drown yourself.
Tu vas te noyer.
That's why here I tell you the truth.
C'est pour cela qu'ici je te dis la vérité.
You don't have to love me.
Tu n'as pas besoin de m'aimer.
But just open your eyes.
Mais ouvre tes yeux.
Open your ears.
Ouvre
and see
tes oreilles et
what is wrong.
Ce qui est mauvais.
And sometimes we take self-deception to believe that we are addressing the problem because
en
of,
qu'on
we are satisfied.
Parce que nous
do you know in many things that we talk about altar,
people
don't know
les
that God has given them an assignment. That God has given them an assignment. And you journey into it.
Et tu marches dans
and
cela.
You try to fix a problem
et tu essaies de
that belongs to you.
Qui
but that problem is the bloodline.
Ce problème,
you don't
c'est
know that when
millier.
You fix that problem
tu
at your level,
tu sais pas que quand tu arranges ce problème
and
à ton
that problem is still in your family,
ce problème toujours dans ta famille,
because you have those family
parce que
ties that keep on calling you back.
Ils t'appellent
and
toujours.
All your efforts are vain.
Tous tes efforts
all
sont
your
vain.
Children's efforts
tous les
are
efforts
vain.
De tes enfants sont vains. Pourquoi?
Because you address
parce que
it
tu
in the wrong way.
God
set you as a pillar
Dieu t'a
to set your family free, to
famille,
set your children free.
Pour tes
but
enfants.
When you get into
mais
it, you
dans
start
cela,
having solutions,
tu commences à avoir des
you
solutions.
Stop talking to your brother
tu
and your sisters.
Tu à parler de ton, de
that
ta,
is
à ton feu
the altar of sin and iniquity
ça, c'est
that you have not solved and the problem is still in your life.
Am I
speaking to somebody here? That's why I say open your eyes, open your ears and see what is going on.
Ce qui se passe.
God said,
Dieu a,
I am going to
Dieu
set
dit,
you free.
Je vais te
or I'm going to set your family free
je vais
through
libérer
this.
Ta famille à travers.
And then you take selfishness.
Et toi, maintenant, tu prends
you focus on your life.
L'égoïsme et tu te focalises sur ta vie.
You say, if I am happy,
et tu dis, si moi, je suis content,
because
je suis heureux,
somebody told you that you don't have to link yourself.
Parce que tu ne, tu, je veux pas te lier.
Or you read one verse in the Bible that says, from such get away.
Ou bien tu lis un verset dans la Bible qui dit de ceci éloigne-toi.
And you start getting away.
Et tu commences à t'éloigner.
You block your brothers and sisters.
Tu bloques tes frères et tes sœurs.
And you hold the keys of your destiny.
Et tu tiens la clé de ta
what
de leur destinée.
What you have succeeded in
ce
doing
que tu as réussi à faire
is to entertain the altar of sin and iniquity.
C'est
therefore,
l'autel du péché et l'iniquité. Alors tu as toujours des problèmes.
Hallelujah.
Ouvre tes yeux.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know. The Bible says we were born in sin.
La Bible dit que nous sommes nés dans le péché.
And we were shaped in iniquity.
Et nous avons été formés
because
dans l'iniquité.
Of the sin of one man,
à cause du péché d'un homme,
death came into the world.
La mort est venue dans
but
le
what
monde.
Are the things that
mais
we must do
sont les choses que nous devions
to
faire
get out of that situation?
Pour sortir de cette situation.
You know,
vous savez,
everything that have been done
chaque chose qui
can
a été
be undone.
Peut,
it is up to
tout.
You to decide to journey into undoing it and to do it the right way. Am I speaking to somebody here? The Bible tells me that once upon the time, the children of
Israel
were entertaining the God of Baal because of the relationship of a king and a Phoenician woman by the name of
Jezebel.
And they started worshiping the God of
Baal.
When Elijah came, he did not the power of altar.
Il connaissait la puissance
he
des
knew what needed to be done
ce qui devait être fait
to change this situation.
Pour changer cette situation.
In the book of 1 Kings,
dans le livre de 1
chapter 18, verse 30 to verse 31, the Bible reads, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him. And he did what? He repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken. The Bible tells me that once upon the time, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible tells me that the earth was void. And darkness was in the surface of the deep. And the Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit was moving on the surface of the waters. And the Lord spoke. It means something caused that world to be void.
Quelque chose
and
a,
in
a
our life also, there was something
aussi,
that was done that caused us to be going through what we are going through.
Qui amène à ce qu'on
and the
ce
way
qu'on
to do it right
et la façon de
is
bien
to
faire
repair
cela, de
the relationship that we have with our Father.
La relation qu'on avait notre
and the
père.
Bible said,
et la Bible dit,
Elijah followed the pattern
et Eli
because
a suivi,
there is a pattern how to rebuild back your relationship with God.
Y a un schéma, comment
there is a pattern to disconnect yourself from the altar of evil to reconnect yourself to the altar of righteousness.
À l'autel de la justice.
And that is why the Bible tells
cela
me
que la Bible me dit,
in verse 31,
au verset 31
and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribe of the sons of Jacob to whom the word of the Lord has come saying, Israel shall be your name. He said, I want to fix a territorial problem.
Il a dit, je veux résoudre un problème territorial.
Hallelujah. Remember that Elijah was living peacefully.
Rappelez-vous que Élie vivait
God was guiding him. But he came to pass that he had to fix a problem that was territorial.
Et il
and he understood the pattern on how to do it.
Y avait un
hallelujah.
Comment le faire.
My people died because of the lack
mon
of knowledge the Bible tells us. And this thing
dit.
Was not taken up hazardly.
It was
par taken
hasard.
Because he saw it somewhere.
Il a vu quelque
in the book of Joshua chapter 4
de Josué,
and the 9th verse the Bible said that Joshua set up what? 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. That's true. So what was happening in those days in the
alors,
time of Joshua,
passait,
Elijah captured it in the realm of the Spirit
Elie a capturé cela
and
dans
said,
le
I have to bring the people together.
Il a dit que je dois
for
rassembler
this
les
land
peuples.
Was not given to us by mistake.
Cette terre nous
it
a
was given to
par
us
erreur.
By the power in the name of Jesus.
Jésus.
And the day the Lord gave the land
a donné cette
to Israel,
à Israël,
in the book of Genesis,
dans le livre
the
de
Bible
Genèse,
tells me that when he entered the land,
la Bible me dit qu'il
Abraham
la terre,
built an altar unto
Abraham
the Lord and called the name of the Lord in that altar. Beloved brothers and sisters, there is power and understanding when he comes to altar. You will not rise
until
you will not rise and you will not be set free if you don't address this matter of altar. Altars are spiritual things that address your life. And we say here that altars are a place where supernatural and natural meet. And when they meet over there, there is something that will change in your life or change in your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have been into trouble for so long. But the day you came to the altar of Jesus Christ, things started to shift into your life. Because Christ Jesus, He is the cornerstone of everything. He is the ultimate stone upon which we can lean freely and receive salvation and receive peace and receive joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is an example in the Bible concerning King David. And you know I have shared with you that there is something that caused God
qui a quelque chose qui a amené Dieu
to call David,
à appeler David
the man after my own heart.
L'homme.
And one of my journey, l'homme selon mon cœur.
L'homme selon mon cœur.
And one of my journey
et
is for God to call me as well the man after my own heart.
Une chose que je veux, c'est que l'Éternel
people will say it is pretentious. To you it is. To me it is my journey.
Pour moi,
Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Samuel,
dans le livre de 2 Samuel, chapitre,
David took upon himself,
David a pris sur lui-même,
not to rely on God,
de ne pas dépendre de Dieu,
and to start seeing how powerful his strength
et de commencer
is.
À voir comment il est fort.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he decided, I'm sorry,
il a décidé,
to number the people that he had. And face his enemy.
De compter le nombre de personnes qu'il avait et faire face à ses ennemis.
So he ordained his general Joab.
Il a ordonné à son général.
To number the people.
De compter.
But when he finished.
Mais quand il a fini.
The prophet by the name of Gad.
Le prophète appelé Gad.
Came to him and said.
Est venu vers lui et a dit.
So what are you doing, David?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais, David?
The Bible says again the anger of the Lord was aroused. 2 Samuel 24 and 1. Was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go number Israel and Judah. Go and count how many people you have.
Va compter le nombre de personnes que tu as.
Because normally this is something that we make as mistake.
C'est quelque chose qu'on fait comme erreur.
Spiritual things.
Les choses spirituelles.
Spiritual battles.
Les batailles spirituelles.
Are not fought.
Ne sont pas combattus avec des moyens physiques.
The moment you engage yourself,
le moment où tu t'engages avec des choses physiques pour des choses spirituelles,
you are going to fail.
Tu vas échouer.
You are going to pay a price.
Tu vas payer un prix.
David thought that
David pensait que
the Lord that have guided him,
l'Éternel qui l'a guidé
could be,
pouvait le laisser de côté,
so that he can demonstrate his power.
Pouvait le laisser de côté pour qu'il puisse démontrer sa puissance. Mais quand il a fait ces choses,
God said, "Now you are going to give you three conditions."
Dieu a dit, maintenant je vais te donner trois conditions.
You are going to pick one.
Tu vas choisir.
But David was very wise.
Mais David était très sage.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he knew how to repent.
Et il connaît comment se repentir.
And many people do not have the understanding
of repentance.
Et plusieurs
personnes n'ont pas la connaissance de la repentance.
You know, we know that the Bible says a lot of things.
Nous savons que la Bible dit,
but to engage with God, there must be a true sign of repentance.
Pour s'engager avec Dieu, il doit avoir un vrai signe de repentance.
2 Samuel chapter 24.
2 Samuel chapitre 24.
Verse 10 to 15.
Verset 10 à
the Bible reads,
5,
and David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." You know, most of the time,
vous savez, la majeure partie du temps,
when your heart does not condemn you,
quand ton cœur ne te condamne pas,
you are lost.
Tu es perdu.
When you do certain stuff,
quand tu fais certaines choses,
and you can go home and
et tu peux rentrer et te réjouir et dormir sans que ton cœur te dérange, quelque chose ne va pas.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the heart condemns you,
quand ton cœur te condamne,
do what is right.
Fais ce qui est bien.
Now, when David arose in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seers, saying, next verse. Go and tell David, thus saith the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose one of them for yourself, then that I may do it to you. Hallelujah. It wasn't something easy.
C'était pas quelque chose de facile.
This is a punishment that God is giving to David.
Ça, c'est une punition que Dieu donne à David.
He says, so God came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or shall you flee 3 months before your enemy while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days plague in your land? Now consider and see what I should answer. Take back to him when who sent me. I'm sorry. That I should answer. That I should take back to him that sent me. And David said, what? I am in great distress. Please let us fall in the hand of the Lord, for his mercy are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. Hallelujah. We have put our trust so much in man.
Nous avons placé notre confiance
the very man
hommes.
That we put our trust in, they are the
que
ones leading us back to even more altar. Let me tell you something.
Plus vers
in
les
the world of African today,
dans
By default,
chez les Africains
aujourd'hui.
Nous
By,
sommes liés
By default, we are already part of an evil altar.
Nous faisons déjà partie d'un mauvais autel à cause de ce qui s'est passé en notre temps.
So now, when you have a problem,
alors maintenant qu'on a un problème,
le
diable va envoyer quelqu'un.
It does not send any person.
Il n'envoie pas n'importe qui.
He sends the person that you listen more to.
Il envoie la personne
and that person will come and tell you.
Cette personne va venir te
dire. I know of a man.
Je connais un homme.
More likely, that man is not man of your village.
Sûrement, cet homme n'est pas un homme de ton
He
village.
He belongs to a different village.
Il appartient à un autre
so
village.
So now you are dealing enough with one altar.
Maintenant, tu gères
the
déjà avec
altar
un
of
hôtel,
your village.
L'hôtel de ton
and
village.
That person takes you out of your village,
hors de ton village
and link you to another altar.
À un autre hôtel.
And now your condition
et
becomes worse. And
ta
this is how the devil operates.
C'est comme cela que le
you went
opère.
There because you have a pain on your knees.
As un problème, tu as mal
and when
genou.
You meet this
et
evil person,
personne,
he managed to get an understanding
qu'il
with the demon that is in your knees.
Démon qui
and
est
the demon
ton genou.
Quiet himself
le démon
and migrate himself from your knees
et de ton genou
to your back.
À ton dos.
To your back. Am I speaking here?
Amen.
So he migrates himself and he remains quiet for you to feel at peace and comfortable and start making declarations that this evil altar has saved your life. And the moment you do that, now the person says, you are free to operate and your back gets into action. And as your back is getting into action, the only thing you have in mind is to go back to that evil altar and say, you know you did me good the other day, but now I am feeling a pain. I'm sure it is somebody in my village that is doing something like that. Please help me. And the person will entertain and do another ritual to comfort your being into that altar and ask that demon to quiet himself. And the demon will quiet himself for about 2 or 3 months and he will migrate great from your back to your hand. And now it is your hand that is paining you. And you go back to conform. The more you conform to that altar, the more you enroot yourself to that altar, you don't belong to one altar anymore. You have many of them.
Maintenant tu as plusieurs d'entre eux.
And now this is a system.
Et c'est le système.
Another person,
une autre personne,
will come and tell you,
va venir te dire,
no, we have a way.
Non,
this other man do things to me
l'autre
that everything went.
Fait des
I am free today. That is not true.
Ça, ce n'est pas la vérité.
And then takes you to the third altar.
Et là, il t'amène autre,
not the same village. That. You guys have gone to the... You discover yourself if you went to the same village. You will see that they took you from the
vous
west
dit, a,
to the east,
l'ouest,
the east
à l'est,
to the northwest, the northwest, and you have been visiting altars, enrooting yourself, and now you say, God don't love me.
Dites,
he loves you.
Vous
detach
aime.
Yourself.
Détachez-vous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In everything,
en toute chose,
there is a pattern.
Il y a un schéma.
When David knew that something was wrong,
quand David a su que quelque chose n'allait
he
pas,
knew that he had to present himself
il
before
a su
the
qu'il
Lord.
Devait se présenter devant l'Éternel.
You must engage into what we call personal sacrifice.
Tu dois t'engager dans ce qu'on appelle le sacrifice personnel.
You cannot solve
tu ne
an altar
peux pas résoudre
if you
un
listen
hôtel
to many voices.
Si tu écoutes plusieurs voix.
Many of us,
la,
plusieurs
d'entre
left,
nous,
we go
on
right,
part à gauche et
we
on
jump,
part à droite, on
we
saute,
come. And most of the time,
la majeure partie du temps,
in our own problem,
dans nos propres problèmes,
it is our parents,
ce sont nos parents
that took us there.
Qui nous ont amenés là-bas.
How many people,
combien de personnes,
their mothers took them to a witch doctor,
leur maman les
in
a amenés
instance
vers
of preserving their life.
Pour préserver
you
leur
go
vie.
There
et tu y vas,
and they cut you in pieces.
Et
they abuse your body.
On abuse ton
no,
corps.
Talk with me here. They abuse your body.
On abuse ton corps.
And you know, people don't pay attention. That's why I'm going to explain
les
something
gens ne
to you.
Pas attention, ça que je vais vous
if
expliquer quelque
I
chose.
Cut my finger,
si je coupe mon doigt,
I will bleed for a long time.
Le sang va couler pendant longtemps.
I will bleed for
je,
a long time
va couler pendant
if
longtemps.
I cut my finger.
Si je coupe
But when those witch doctors, they cut you, they took one thing and they applied there, your blood is gone. You don't bleed anymore. By the time you left that place, there is no more blood. Do you know why? The demon of that altar is sucking your blood already. Your blood is part of that covenant. Don't be afraid. There is a solution to everything. I'm just opening your eyes to see where you have been. And then you don't bleed anymore.
Le sang ne coule plus.
You don't feel pain in that area.
Vous ne sentez pas de douleur dans
this
cet endroit-là.
Is true.
Ça, c'est la vérité.
And you know that it is true. You are just looking at me like,
c'est la vérité, vous me regardez juste
I'm not speaking to somebody specific.
Je ne parle pas à quelqu'un spécifique.
You cannot say the pastor is just telling you about my life. No, you know I don't know your life like that. I'm just telling you the thing that you have done.
Je vous parle juste des choses que vous avez faites.
And many people,
et majeure, et plusieurs personnes,
when you look at them,
quand vous les regardez,
they have the scar on the front head,
ils ont the scar on the chest, sur le front.
They have scar on the feet. You have scar everywhere.
Vous avez les cicatrices partout.
Do you know why?
Savez-vous pourquoi?
Each scar.
Chaque cicatrice.
Is an altar.
C'est un hôtel.
Now deal with it. That is why when you come to the Lord,
vous savez quand vous venez vers l'Éternel,
you must sacrifice yourself.
Vous devez vous sacrifier.
The Bible tells in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
La Bible me dit dans le livre de Romains chapitre 12 verset 1.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, that by the mercy of God, that you present yourself, your body, as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Sacrifice.
The sacrifice.
You cannot leave the altar
je peux pas quitter
of sin and iniquity
du péché
to engage the altar
et entrer dans
of the throne of mercy
throne
without sacrificing yourself.
Sans te sacrifier.
Sacrifice yourself does not mean you have to go and cut yourself
to
know.
It
means you have to pick a stand. And stand by it
c'est-à-dire
no matter what. Things may be difficult. The devil will come again. But when you have a stand, when you stand by the altar of the Lord, everything will be good at the end. I want you to know that you cannot beat God and be defeated. He is the fighter of all ages. He will be there for you. Sacrifice. Be determined. Make a choice. Am I speaking here? Hallelujah. In the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 23, the Bible says,
dans le livre de Job,
if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up, not built down.
Amen.
If you return to the Almighty, you will be
tu seras
built up.
Bâti.
And what will happen?
Et qu'est-ce
you
qui va se passer?
Will remove iniquity far from your tent.
Et tu vas retirer l'iniquité de toi.
Not close to your tent,
pas
but
proche.
How? Far. If you return to the
si
Almighty,
vers le
you will be built up. You will be built up in such a way that you will remove iniquity.
Tu vas chasser, tu vas éloigner l'iniquité.
I have taken a habit.
J'ai comme pour habitude.
I used to be a man of outside.
J'étais
in those days.
Dehors, à cet temps-là.
Today,
aujourd'hui,
even in loneliness,
même dans
if you find me in a place,
même comme je suis dans la solitude, il y a seulement trois endroits
only
où tu vas me trouver.
Places.
Trois endroits.
My house,
ma maison,
the church,
l'église,
or work,
ou le travail.
Nowhere else. I have been in that essence for many years.
Pendant plusieurs années,
you
je
cannot
j'étais
come
dans
to my place.
Tu
if I'm not there, maybe
si
I went to buy
là-bas.
Something in the morning and I'm coming back. Always there. I don't feel alone.
Et je ne me
because
sens pas
I'm
seul.
Surrounded by
parce
angels. And the Lord is with me.
Why? Pourquoi?
I took a stand.
J'ai pris une position.
Can somebody say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. And you read the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, the Bible reads, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? For how long? Do you know there are people that say, you can go to church and go to the witch altar also. This is your problem. He said, if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, if it is Baal that is God, then follow him.
Si
but the people answer him no word because people are not like that.
Parce que gens ne sont
they
pas
don't answer.
Ils ne répondent
because
pas.
They want to see before they follow.
Parce qu'ils veulent voir avant de suivre.
Many people, they are like that. They
plus,
want to see.
Plusieurs personnes sont comme cela. Ils veulent voir avant
what
de
is
suivre.
God going to do for
qu'est-ce
us?
Que Dieu va faire pour nous?
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Listen to this.
Verset 24.
No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. So now it's talking about money. Let us come to the place where people come to church.
Quand les gens viennent à l'église,
and they hear
ils
a voice calling them
ils entendent une voix
to
les
the altar in this way.
À l'autel de cette manière.
We have seen these things.
Nous avons vu ces choses.
Just send money. We are going to fix it for you.
Envoyez and you'll be like, oh,
I'm not
dire,
there.
I'm
a Christian.
Je suis chrétien,
but I'm sending money anyway. Don't do it for me.
Ne fais pas pour moi.
Don't do it for yourself.
Fais pour
but you send your money.
Mais tu as envoyé ton argent.
You send your agreement.
Tu es en accord.
Many people, this is what they call self-deception.
Oh,
you know, we went and this person told us
personne,
that the problem that is going through the family and they condition you
to
do something. They know you go to church. They know you believe in the Lord. And they say, it is for the family. Even if you're not part of it, send your money to sustain your brother. And now you take compassion and you send that money. You are looking at me here. You do that. This is your agreement. And the next day you wake up, something is wrong. Where is this thing coming from? You send your money to go and buy it. That is why you are suffering from it. Am I speaking the truth here? Am I speaking here? We are going to set ourselves free from this house.
Nous allons les libérer.
We are going to set ourselves free from the evil altars.
Des hôtels maléfiques.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord is faithful.
Et l'Éternel est fidèle.
A pattern.
Un schéma.
Where you see
dans lequel
your grandmother.
Tu vois ta grand-mère.
Very quiet and very lovely.
Très silencieuse et très
but everything
et
that comes out, it is so sweet. But it's the venom of the snake.
Et ce qui sort, c'est tellement
she
bon,
will convince
c'est
you
comme
to do things.
Du serpent. Elle va te convaincre à faire des choses.
You will do it without realizing.
Tu vas faire sans même t'en rendre compte.
But she is sitting in your very soul.
Mais elle s'assoit sur ton âme.
Directing the entire family.
Et elle dirige toute la famille.
And people are following.
Et les gens suivent.
One after another.
L'un après l'autre.
And if they tell you it is your grandmother,
et si te dit c'est ta grand-mère,
you can fight the person telling you that.
Tu peux même combattre la personne qui te dit cela.
But the soul of the family.
Mais l'âme de la
which
famille
is in her hand.
Est dans sa main.
Oh, what an evil thing.
Quelle méchanceté.
We are living in the evil world.
Nous vivons dans un monde méchant.
And we must set ourselves free from it.
Et nous devons nous libérer de cela.
God understands what sacrifice is.
Dieu a compris ce que c'était que le sacrifice.
He did not save the world.
Il n'a pas sauvé le monde
without sacrificing.
Sans sacrifice.
He is asking you to sacrifice.
Et il te demande
he's
de sacrifier.
Asking you to make a decision.
Il dit que tu
the Bible
décision.
Says that God so loved the world.
La Bible dit
that
que Dieu a tellement aimé le monde
his one
qu'il a
and only son.
Seul, son fils
that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting father.
An
everlasting life. He sent his son. He sacrificed his son.
Il a envoyé son fils. Il a sacrifié.
He slaughtered his own son.
Il a tué son propre fils.
Therefore, you must learn
alors,
how to sacrifice.
Comment sacrifier?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must bring yourself.
Vous devez vous ramener.
To be like for long time.
Pendant longtemps.
I have seen these things.
J'ai
it didn't work for me.
Ça n'a pas marché pour
but
moi.
Today,
mais aujourd'hui,
I am moving to these things.
J'avance vers
and
cette
I
chose.
Have picked the Lord.
Et j'ai choisi l'Éternel.
And I know he died for
et
me.
Je connais qu'il est mort pour moi.
My heart can testify of it.
Mon cœur peut témoigner de cela.
I know he paid the price
je sais
for
qu'il
me.
A payé le prix pour moi.
And I will follow him.
Et je vais le suivre.
No matter what,
peu importe,
I will follow him.
Quoi, je vais
do you
le
know
suivre.
That whenever you turn to the Lord,
savez-vous que quand vous
you
tournez vers l'Éternel,
a war against the kingdom of the
vous avez
devil.
Une
he
contre
will
le
come after you.
He
will not let. And you know that is the time where he
et
wants you to be wavering between opinions. And some people,
d'opinion.
Because they are not strong
et
enough,
personnes parce que nous
they
pas
will
assez
come
fort,
to a conclusion,
venir à la conclusion
that when they were in the world,
monde,
life was better.
La vie était
it is the devil that
c'est
is causing you not to see that your star is about to shine. That your star. That the tunnel is coming to an end in your life and that you are going to see the light again and when he can see the light coming from afar he blur your eyes with ideas that when you were in the world it was better than when you were in the house of the Lord. It is not. The devil has seen it. He is there. He is a master of senses. He can sense your destiny coming from afar because your star is shining. You don't have have spiritual eye to see how bright your life is about to become. And what you do, you hearken to what he's saying, and you abandon the church, you go back to the word, and you start suffering again. But when you go back to the word, let's say you did not drink for 2 weeks, for 1 or 2 months, that day,
le jour là,
he will cause you
il va t'amener
to receive so many drinks for free.
À recevoir tellement de boissons pour,
everybody will be offering
pour,
you drinks.
Gratuitement. Tout
you
le
will drink boisson. For free
tu
for so long
gratuitement.
That you will catch up what you have not touched for many months.
Ce que tu n'as pas bu pendant des mois, là, tu auras déjà rattrapé
and you will
là.
Come and you convince yourself
et tu vas te convaincre
that you see,
que tu vois,
I used to go, I was paying for my own drink.
Payais
but today they are even giving it to me for free.
Maintenant,
the devil has ensured that you receive it for free.
He has done it. Il a fait.
And you are happy.
Et tu es content.
And your life is being destroyed.
Et ta vie est détruite.
Can somebody say, God forbid? God forbid.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, once you come and you offer yourself as a sacrifice,
quand tu t'offres comme sacrifice,
there's another thing that you should do.
Y a une autre chose que tu dois faire.
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter
13,
verse 15, therefore, by him, let us continue to offer what? Sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Learn how to be grateful.
Apprenez à être reconnaissant.
Because whenever God saves you some place,
parce que quand Dieu vous
and you start thanking God
tu commences
for what
à remercier
he's doing,
Dieu pour ce qu'il fait,
he will do more to you.
Il va encore, il va faire encore plus. Amen.
Don't sit down and cry about your situation.
Tears
will not save you.
Les pleurs ne vont pas vous sauver.
Do you know what tears will do? It will call the very evil people to have compassion on you. And to be bringing you the things that will cause you to go down.
Qui vont encore vous amener vers le bas.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When people come to me,
quand les gens viennent vers moi,
I don't flatter them.
Je ne les flatte pas.
I will tell you the truth.
Je vais vous dire la vérité.
Because the truth,
parce que la vérité,
it is hard.
C'est difficile.
But it is deliverance.
Mais c'est la délivrance.
And if you listen to it, you will be set free.
Écoute cela, tu vas te sentir libéré. Amen.
If you come to me, you are
si
looking for compassion.
You
came to the wrong person.
Tu es venu vers la mauvaise personne.
I will sit down and I will watch you very well.
Je vais te voir,
when
je
you
vais
finish,
te regarder.
I will tell you
quand
the truth.
Finis, je vais te dire la vérité.
Hallelujah. With love, of course.
Avec beaucoup d'amour, bien sûr.
Amen. With love. And you and you bring me an offering after. Hallelujah. Learn how to thank God. Do you know, every time there is a soul into this house,
chaque fois qu'il y a une âme dans cette maison,
I dance before the Lord.
Je danse devant l'Éternel.
I thank the Lord.
Je remercie
my
l'Éternel.
Heart is full of joy.
Mon cœur est rempli
because
de joie.
He's still the builder.
Parce qu'il est
he's
le
telling me, I remember you.
Il me dit, je me souviens
I remember
de toi.
Your sacrifice.
Je me rappelle de tes
now
sacrifices.
I am adding
maintenant, j'ajoute
to the house.
À la maison.
And people are coming.
Et les gens viennent.
And I thank the Lord.
Et je remercie l'Éternel.
And the next day you will
et
see somebody
jour,
coming and say,
tu vas voir quelqu'un venir et
I
dire,
came by myself.
Je suis venu
and that day I would dance before the Lord again because
encore,
he came
parce qu'il
he
est
had
venu.
It I am telling you learn
et
how to thank God
à
oh
Dieu.
I remember when we first entered this church
we
were barely 20 of us people were saying are we going to do it I said I will dance every soul presence
dit,
before my Father in heaven
mon père dans les
are, now when we reach 20
qu'on a eu 20
when we are 20 it's maybe in Bible study or prayer night even in prayer we are more than that
not the Sunday service.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no day I will come and see 20 people here. It's not possible.
Il y a aucun jour que je vais venir voir 20 personnes.
It's not possible because
possible.
I have danced every single one of you before the Lord.
J'ai dansé devant l'Éternel pour
hallelujah.
Chacun d'entre vous.
Learn how to say thank you, Father.
Apprenez à dire merci, Père.
Learn.
Apprenez.
David. Oh Lord, the
David,
great man. Psalm 50:14 says,
chapitre 50, verset 14.
God, thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High. Thank him every day. Some people,
jour.
You say, Lord,
dit,
if you do this to
si
me, I will thank you.
Pour moi, je vais
he
te remercier.
Does it.
Il le fait déjà.
And you turn, you say, I'm busy.
Et tu tournes maintenant et tu dis, je suis occupé.
People will do that.
Les gens vont faire
hallelujah.
Cela. Amen.
You turn, you say, you are.
Tu tournes et tu dis, je suis occupé.
Amen.
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 Psalm 119, verse 108.
Psalm 119, verse
108. Accept, I pray, the free will offering of my mouth. Oh Lord, and teach me your judgment. The free will of it means your mouth should open your mouth, you should open himself. Instead of saying I'm going to gossip somebody, do you know how wonderful you can put the word gossip just to praise God and to see what's going to happen to your life? You say, today I will not gossip.
Je ne vais pas faire le commérage.
I will just use my mouth to thank God.
Pour remercier Dieu.
I want to challenge you.
Je veux vous donner un défi.
Please pay attention. Mm-hmm. One day, just one day.
Juste un jour.
Put the time aside. Put the gossip aside.
Mettez de côté le commérage.
Say gossip.
Et dis commérage.
Give me a break.
Je prends une
for today,
pause. Aujourd'hui,
I have an encounter.
J'ai une rencontre
with my father.
Avec mon père.
Who gives me the breath?
Qui me donne le souffle?
To gossip anyway.
So
now,
alors maintenant,
I'm going to thank God.
Je vais remercier
and you start thanking God for
Dieu
everything that has happened to your life,
tout ce qui se passe dans ta
good
vie,
or bad,
bon ou mauvais,
but by saying, Lord,
disant,
despite the bad thing, you still gave me the
choses,
right to breathe.
Tu m'as toujours donné
I am
le
still breathing,
de vie.
I'm still up,
je
I'm still walking,
encore,
I'm still eating,
marche,
I'm still going
marche,
to work.
Je
I thank you.
Travail, je te
I thank you.
Je te remercie.
Even from spending my money in the mall,
même quand
the money that I don't have, I say thank you for it. I thank you,
pas,
oh Lord, for this. I thank you, and I thank you.
Do
that, you will see. If you love shopping, he will give you more to shop with.
Si tu aimes shopper, il va te donner encore plus d'argent pour shopper.
Hallelujah. I'm just speaking, you know. God is good. And all the time. Thank you, Lord. I love it. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19.
Isaiah 57, verse 19.
I created the fruit of my lips. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, said the Lord, I will heal him. It means if you create peace unto the Lord, you are singing.
La paix,
Lord
l'éternet,
said,
l'éternet,
I will come in and
l'éternet
I will heal you.
Je vais venir, je vais te guérir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you thank God. You say, Lord,
tu
I thank
Dieu,
you
tu
because
dis, Seigneur, je te
even in this sickness,
parce que même dans
you
cette
have
maladie,
made available the body of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Mon,
for your word
mon,
declared that by the brokenness of his body,
Christ.
I have received healing. Therefore, I thank
Jesus,
you because you made it available to me. I don't focus on this sickness. I focus on the power that is in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take communion for yourself at home. Don't be afraid. You don't
just
take communion in church.
You
can take your bread and your blood at your house. Every day you can make a commitment to be eating that communion. You take the bread, you break it, you take it to the Lord, you eat it, acknowledging the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You
text
his blood and you drink it, acknowledging the blood of Jesus Christ, you will receive healing in the name of Jesus. He has made it available to you. I have tested it. He has worked. Hallelujah. I will come and I'll be like, oh, you know, I was not even supposed to be working today because some evil temporary, not for just a second, entered Papa Junior to be hitting me yesterday in the stadium. He started punching me, breaking me.
Papa Junior
and then I just came and I just prayed over my leg because my leg was swelling. Life is spiritual. Hallelujah. You take your communion, you break it, you eat it, and then you feel good to your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You feel well in your body.
Tu te sens bien dans ton corps.
I'm challenging you, the thing I'm teaching you, do it.
Défi, ce que je vous enseigne,
a persistent sickness, acknowledging the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, take your communion and eat it, you will see the miracle of God.
Amen.
And now the third thing, in the process, because I'm giving you the process, I say you offer yourself as a sacrifice, you are your own
sacrifice,
and you come with thanksgiving, and the
third
thing which is prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible gives us an example. It says, Leviticus
6:13,
a fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. That is prayer.
Ça, c'est la prière.
Because God ordained the priest
Parce que Dieu a ordonné au prêtre.
In the, he said, il a gardé la in the fire. Don't let it go down.
Il a dit, ne laisse pas ce feu s'éteindre.
So this is your prayer.
Alors ça, c'est ta prière.
Don't just come and pray.
Ne viens pas juste prier.
When you have a problem.
Quand tu as un problème.
Prayer,
la prière.
It is not a second choice.
N'est pas un deuxième
prayer
choix.
Is your number one
c'est
choice.
Ton premier choix, la
you,
prière.
Prayer is the
la
only
prière,
element
c'est le seul élément
that you send into
que
your destiny,
dans ta destinée.
And you wait for you to come.
Et tu attends que
it
ça
means
vienne.
I pray into my future. And the prayer start opening the ways for me, and I am walking.
You've been around.
Where is this thing is coming from? I am moving toward that destiny because I sent prayer ahead. You must pray when you wake up. Pray in your car. When you have a moment, pray. When you sit quiet, pray. When things happen, pray. When things are difficult, pray. When things are good, pray. Call upon me, said the Lord. I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. And you shall call upon me, and I will be near unto you. That is what the Lord is saying. Pray when it is winter. Pray when it is raining. Pray when it is sunny. Quit complaining. Oh, it is too hard today. The Lord has sent it for somebody who has prayed. Don't complain. Thank God for it. And say, I thank you for the sun. I thank you for the snow. I thank you. Oh Lord, you have sent this thing for a purpose into my life. Pray. And you will see the power of God.
Et vous allez voir la puissance de Dieu.
Luke 18, verse 1.
Luc 18, chapitre 1.
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and do not always. Always. You need some time. The disciples of Jesus Christ pay attention to this man called Jesus. They saw that early in the morning he will go and will pray. They saw that early in the morning, early in the, late in the evening he will go and will pray. He spent his time into prayer. When he came to play, he came to places. He did not say, Lord, I cry unto you. Do this thing, do this thing. He said, I thank you because you always listen to me. Why can he say those things? Because he has established a pattern of prayer. That he has seen every solution in the realm of the Spirit. Now he can just thank the Lord for answering his prayer. He prayed. And the disciples say, they look at him and they say, teach us. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. People will come and say, Pastor, you know, in America, we are busy. You have to reduce the time of prayer so we can be free. No, come to me and say, we have to add time of prayer because we need to pray. Pastor, we cannot come here on Wednesday. We come here on Tuesday, on Thursday, and come again on Friday.
Pastor,
you know that America is different. America is not Africa. If you want to create a God for America, create a God for Africa, it's your problem. There is one only God. I will go and I will pray. Don't come, I'll pray alone.
Si tu ne viens pas, je vais prier moi-même.
Hallelujah. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah.
Écoutez ce que la Bible dit.
Listen to this carefully. He says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know what wait means? Spend the time praying.
Ça veut dire attendre, ça veut dire passer le temps à prier.
Their strength.
Leur force sera renouvelée.
Hallelujah. Let me throw a joke. How do you think I play soccer for a long time?
Comment est-ce que vous pensez que je joue du
football
pendant longtemps? Est-ce que c'est parce que je fais du sport tout le temps? No.
I don't exercise.
Je ne fais pas de sport.
But I will go to the stadium.
Mais je vais aller au stade.
Somebody will come and play.
Quelqu'un va venir jouer.
He will leave the stadium without saying goodbye to us.
Il va quitter le stade sans nous dire au revoir.
After 5 minutes.
Après 5 minutes.
But he's 31 years old.
Mais il a 31 ans.
And I'm here 75.
Hey.
I will pass that moment. I still have more than 60 years to live. And I will be strong every single day.
Je serai encore plus fort chaque
I'm
jour.
Not going to die early.
Je vais pas mourir tôt. Amen.
That's why I keep on telling people that if you pray for me to die, I will preach at your funeral.
C'est ça que je dis aux gens que si tu pries pour que je meure, je vais
guarantee.
Prier à ton deuil. Ça c'est garanti.
So you should pray that I should live.
Alors vous devez prier que je vive.
Because if you pray that I will die,
si vous priez que je meurs,
I will be like brother or sister was very nice.
Je vais dire que la frère ou la sœur
all
était tellement gentille.
The prayer did not succeed. Because here I am preaching at the funeral.
Les prières n'ont pas eu du succès parce que je suis là à prêcher au deuil.
But they that spend the time praying to the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the power of prayer.
C'est la puissance de
prayer
la prière.
Renew your body.
La prière renouvelle
Hallelujah.
Ton corps. Amen.
Prayer renew your body. body.
Ça renouvelle ton corps.
Do you know that prayer is exercise?
Savez-vous que la prière c'est
you burn calories in prayer.
Tu brûles des calories.
How wonderful is it to come and burn calories praying?
Comment est-ce que c'est merveilleux de
and to lose weight just
de
praying.
De poids en priant.
You are making what we call a triple event of solution.
Tu as
you lose weight, you feel good, and God is answering.
Tu perds du poids, tu te sens bien. Hallelujah. Et Dieu Amen.
God is paying you for losing weight.
Dieu te paye
when you pray.
Let
me explain how.
Attends, je vous
explique. Because when you come, you say, Father, you
quand
pray,
vas,
you give me this,
he
give
it to
you, he has paid you, he has rewarded you. He rewarded you and you lost weight.
Am
I speaking here? Try it for 1 month, you come and thank me.
Essayez, voilà,
you will look fresh, like pastor.
Vous allez être frais comme le pasteur.
Hallelujah. Amen. Please. Spend these things. These are the patterns for you to change your life.
Pour que vous puissiez changer
Hallelujah.
Vos vies. Amen.
Dare that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 62, verse 7.
Isaiah 62, verse 7.
When you are praying,
quand tu pries,
it's a good event. The Bible says,
un bon événement, la
and
Bible
give
dit,
him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in this earth. As long as you are not at the level where
tant que tu n'es
God
pas niveau,
has established you,
okay, Dieu t'a établi,
give him no rest.
You
spoke to me,
oh
Lord.
Tu m'as
Do you
parlé,
know,
Seigneur,
one of my prayers,
une de mes prières,
I don't take any prophecy over my life lightly.
Je ne prends aucune
if I check, you have not been fulfilled.
Comme cela.
I say, Lord,
si ça
you promised this thing to me.
Dit, Seigneur, tu m'as
and I'm still
chose,
expecting, I'm not giving up.
Encore,
and I'm going to continue
pas,
to pray.
Je vais continuer
and
de
I will pray and I will pray
et
again.
Prier,
until
prier
I see
encore,
me established.
Je vois
and
cela
if
I
mistake, you send another prophet to release
the
word, I will continue. That is why our life is a continued prayer. Because we want God
parce que nous voulons
to
que Dieu
établisse
ce qu'il veut qu'on soit. Amen.
He said, give no rest.
Il a dit, ne donne aucun repos.
Until you are established, until you are where you're supposed to be.
Luke
chapter 11, verse 5 to 8, listen to this. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight? Listen to this is prayer. And said to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Verse 6. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. Remember that here he's praying for somebody and not for him.
Rappelez-vous qu'ici il prie pour quelqu'un et pas pour lui-même.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, verse 7.
Verset 7.
He said, and he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you what you are asking for. Verse 8. Listen to this. I said to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because he is persistent, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. It means he's not coming for the 3 loaves, he's coming with abundance of loaves.
Ça veut dire qu'il
can somebody
pas,
say
ça veut
amen?
Pas, mais il vient avec l'abondance.
Not 3 loaves, abundance of loaves.
L'abondance.
Not 3 loaves, abundance
pas juste
of loaves.
Trois, mais l'abondance.
Therefore, pray.
Alors, prier.
Lord, I want one car.
Seigneur, je veux une voiture.
And you start praying.
Et tu commences à,
because
tu commences
there
à prier.
Are church members that
parce
are threatened. I can see them at the bus stop.
Je peux les
I
voir
want a reliable vehicle to be taking them
de
to. And then the Lord said, keep on praying. Before you realize it, you were looking for a Toyota. He brings you a big car with 9 seats so you can carry everybody to church. He gave it to you for free.
Il te donne cela gratuitement.
Am I speaking here?
Amen.
For free you receive it.
Et tu reçois cela gratuitement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6:18.
He
said, praying always with all prayer and supplication, in the spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Perseverance and supplication. Pray. You come, you say, oh, I prayed 3 times. He didn't answer. I'm tired of praying.
Get tired.
And go home.
Reste fatigué.
But as of us, we'll continue to pray.
Certains d'entre nous, on va
do you know, when
prier.
We had the problem,
vous savez, quand
people know they were here.
Nous avons des problèmes, des gens connaissaient.
We spoke and we prophesied.
Nous avons parlé,
those
nous
prophecies were not empty.
They
were in the realm of the Spirit. We will clap and we will go.
Et nous
and
allons
the Lord have answered. Yes, he has answered, but he didn't answer today.
Il n'a pas répondu aujourd'hui.
It was in 2020.
C'était en 2020.
I want you to imagine this persistence.
Je veux que vous imaginez.
We went there every day to pray in the company. When we finished praying that day, we clap our hands, we said the Lord has answered. Yes, he has answered, but the prince of Persia was still there.
Mais le prince de Perse était toujours là-bas.
2021, nothing happened.
Rien ne s'est passé.
2022, nothing happened.
Rien ne s'est passé.
But prayer
mais
did
la
not stop.
Ne s'est pas
the
arrêté.
Persistence of prayer was still there.
2023,
nothing happened.
Rien ne s'est passé.
People forgot about
les
the prophecy.
Gens
but
la prophecie,
I did not.
Moi, je n'ai
I
pas
said,
oublié.
Lord, I still remember.
Seigneur,
we clap
toujours.
Our hands. Give it thanks unto you.
Remercié.
I know no matter what,
je
you will do your wonders. You will do the wonders. The devil came and tried to discourage me. And I said, no, I believe in my Father. I'm standing in that altar and I believe he's going to do wonders. 2024, I did not come for any person. They came and they said, we are sorry. These are all your things. Even money.
Même l'argent.
I said, Derek.
J'ai dit, Derek,
come and collect it for them. I'm
busy. De cet argent.
I'm busy. I'm working on myself. He came, he took care of all those things.
Il,
and I'm walking
il est
away.
Venu là, il s'est occupé de tout ces
why?
Choses.
The persistence.
Pourquoi? La persistance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't see the answer today, don't
si
give
ne
up.
Pas la réponse, je ne,
it
ne
is coming.
Tomber, ça vient.
It is coming.
Ça vient.
You don't rejoice today, don't give up. It is coming. It is coming. Weeping may endure the entire night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is a down over your life. There is an end of a tunnel. You will smile again. You will jump again. You will dance again. For the Lord your God will be there for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to what David says. When the Lord gave him three choices,
David a dit, quand
and he said,
a donné
I prefer to be
in
the house of the Lord. He said, and when the angel of the Lord stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him.
2 Samuel 24,
of the
verse
evil.
16.
The Lord forgave him of the evil. God will forgive you.
Dieu va te pardonner.
I say God will forgive you.
Dieu va te pardonner.
Go with him with a repentant heart.
Va vers lui avec un cœur repenti.
Go with him crying.
Va vers lui.
Do you know one of my deepest moments in the Lord is with tears?
De mes moments les plus
nobody is present. I'll come and I pour myself on the floor.
Dans ma
and I will cry deeply.
Je pleurais, je me suis couché et j'ai pleuré.
And I will cry with tears.
Et je pleurais avec des larmes.
Serious tears.
Des larmes,
I said, Lord, forgive me.
Et je disais, Seigneur, pardonne-moi.
Only God will pick me from the floor.
Il n'y a que Dieu pour
me
ramasser.
Of the peace in my heart,
avec la
source
de,
la, out of that floor
de,
and to continue my
de
journey.
La paix dans mon cœur qui pouvait m'amener à me lever.
Hallelujah.
À me lever.
He said he repented him.
Il a dit, je me suis, il s'est repenti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arauna, the Jebusite. He says, stay. It means God will say,
ça veut dire que
stop
va dire, arrête.
Torturing my child.
Arrête de torturer mon enfant.
Stop bringing famine.
Arrête d'amener la famine.
Stop this barrenness.
Arrête cette
stop
infertilité.
This sickness.
Cette maladie.
Stop
cette
what
maladie.
You are doing.
Arrête ce que tu
for
fais.
He have repented.
Car
and
repenti.
I have heard the lamentation from
et
heaven.
J'ai entendu ces lamentations.
And today my mercy will overflow.
Et je dis,
and my grace will be available.
Et ma grâce sera
stop.
Disponible. Arrête.
And he will stop.
Il va s'arrêter.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Listen to what David said.
And
David spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, I have sinned and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? He was punishing the entire Israel, but David was still there interceding. He said, no,
David il a
it
dit,
is me that
moi.
Did that sin. You know the shepherd?
Vous savez, le berger?
Hallelujah. That is why you have a good shepherd like me. I'm telling you.
C'est que vous avez un bon berger comme
when
moi,
you are
dis,
going through trouble,
quand vous
I don't have
des tribulations, je n'ai pas de paix.
I don't have peace.
Je n'ai pas de paix.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'll stand and say, Lord,
et je vais me tenir et dire, Seigneur,
help.
Aide.
Help.
Aide.
You are not there,
tu n'es pas
but
là.
Somebody is crying on
mais
behalf.
Why?
Because
toi.
He is your
pourquoi?
Shepherd.
Parce que c'est ton berger.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not a joke.
Ça, ce n'est pas une
this
blague.
Is serious.
Ça, c'est sérieux.
Sometimes I close myself here.
Parfois je m'enferme
not to pray for
là.
Myself.
Pas pour prier pour moi,
to pray for people that I have seen with pain and suffering. I say, Lord, help that person. Lord, remember this person. Lord and Lord and Lord.
Seigneur, Seigneur, Seigneur.
It's my duty.
C'est mon devoir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, what have I done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And against my father's household. Next verse, verse 18.
Verset 18.
Listen, and God came that day to David and said to him, go up, stand up, rear an altar unto the Lord, build an altar unto the Lord, and in the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. Listen to this. Verse 19.
Verse
and
19.
David, according to the sin of the Lord, went up to the Lord commanded. Went up as the Lord commanded. Hallelujah. This man will arrive before the Jebusite Arauna. He will stand there and he will speak to him.
Tenir là-bas, il va
and
parler.
He will say, I came here to build an altar to the Lord here at Arauna, in the threshing floor of Arauna. And then the Bible will say, this man, Arauna, I'm going to paraphrase, people in the camp are watching to me. He said, I will give you everything. I'll give you the threshing floor for free. I'll give you even the lamb for free. Everything for sacrifice for free. And I'm giving you everything for free. And he said to David, go ahead and offer it to the Lord. And David
will
say to him, verse 24, take me to verse 24. I want to pay attention here. He said, and David, no, he said, I am in.
Verset 24. 2 Samuel 24, verset 24.
2 Samuel
24,
verse 24, and 25.
Okay.
Then the king said to Arauna, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. I don't even want to argue the price.
Je veux même pas discuter le prix.
Many people don't know how to catch this revelation.
Plusieurs personnes ne connaissent pas comment attraper cette révélation.
We are offer a burnt offering to the Lord my God with what which cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. He said, I will not. You know, people will be like, oh.
Les gens vont dire,
they will take what they gave them.
Ils vont prendre ce
and go and give an offering.
Et ils vont donner comme
offering, it is powerful.
L'offrande est puissante.
In an altar, to change destiny,
sur un
you must sacrifice.
De destiny, tu dois
this
tu
is
dois
powerful.
C'est puissant.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me.
Écoutez-moi.
Sometimes I tell people that.
Parfois, je dis aux gens que,
what do I gain?
Qu'est-ce que je gagne?
By serving here.
To
you directly. Look at the physical.
Ici, là.
What do I gain?
Regardez, qu'est-ce que je gagne?
There is nothing that you can give that God has not given you.
Il y a rien que vous pouvez me donner que je
n'ai pas
déjà
physical.
Donné. Je parle physiquement.
I'm not talking about your prayer. Your prayer is very important to me.
Vos prières sont très
I'm talking about the physical peace.
Je parle
I have to say, make this thing
free. Physique,
when you
can
pray for me, I am very happy and I'm very blessed.
Moi, je suis content et je suis béni.
But physically, there is nothing that
vous ne pouvez rien me donner que l'Éternel ne m'a pas déjà donné. J'ai déjà tout ce que l'Éternel m'a donné. Alors quand je vous parle, faites attention, parce que vous ne me payez pas pour ces choses. Je n'espère
rien.
Elle parlait des offrandes. Quand vous amenez les offrandes pour apprécier le pasteur, et je vois que
les choses étaient
et que je vois que l'offrande a été réduite, je prends cela et je
mets,
je remets cela
dans le basket.
D'offrande.
Amen.
Amen.
So God has blessed me.
Alors Dieu m'a béni.
And I'm here
et je suis ici
sacrificing for you.
Je me sacrifie pour vous.
And when I tell you something,
et quand je vous dis quelque
pay
chose,
attention to what I'm telling
you. Faites attention à ce que je suis en train de dire.
I know there's a lot of preachers, a lot of things in the social media.
Everyone has his own opinion. Sur les réseaux sociaux,
but when
chacun
it comes
opinion,
to giving unto the Lord,
mais quand ça vient à donner à l'Éternel,
do not take the cheap thing to God.
Ne prenez pas les choses qui sont moins chères vers Dieu.
Do not take anything cheap to God.
N'amenez rien de moins cher vers Dieu.
Si hurt you, don't bring it to the Lord.
Ça ne fait pas de mal.
God does not need it.
Dieu n'a pas besoin de cela.
Am I speaking here?
Amen.
And David built the altar to the Lord and offered burnt offering and peace offering, so the Lord heeded the prayer for the land and the plague was withdrawn from Israel. and the barrenness was withdrawn from your family,
and poverty withdrawn
from your family,
and
pain withdrawn from your household, because of what you did in obedience, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Lord. You must build that altar unto the Lord. Listen, in the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 and 22, the Bible says, when Noah came out of the ark, after the destruction from the flood, he did something powerful. The number one thing he said, I cannot engage into this world, this new world, without having a place where I will pray unto the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. Because of this prayer and because of this altar, when you read verse 22, turn to verse 22, please. He said, why the earth remain, there shall be seed time, there shall be harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Why? Because of the prayer and the altar that somebody built.
I want you to learn an altar.
But what you want to build up must come from the destruction of what you have taken away from you. It means you cannot have this altar standing. You have the other altar standing. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 25 and 26, the Bible says he picked up the things of Baal to eradicate that altar forever, and set it and set a pillar and build with this material the altar unto the Lord, and the Lord was satisfied with it. It means you are saying, Lord, this thing does not exist anymore. I am breaking it down completely.
I want
this altar, this unique altar, to remain forever. And that's the altar you stand on. Build an altar into your room. You don't have to raise the thing. There must be a place in your room. That is a place of prayer. That's the place of dedication. Whenever you go before the Lord, you say, my father, remember me. There shall be an open gate from that place into heaven. Whenever you appear there, oh, there is an encounter between the natural and the supernatural. God is watching at you with great favor. He is watching at you with great pleasure. He is listening to you from that altar. And when you speak, he is there. When you speak, he listens. Before you know it, solution is coming in the name of Jesus. Rise up as a child of God and establish an altar for yourself. Pray with that season. Call upon the name of the Lord, for there is a destiny coming for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they build the altar unto the Lord.
Ils ont bâti l'autel pour
they build the altar. As I'm close, 1 Samuel chapter 7. Listen to what is happening here. The Bible says, in the time of Samuel,
la Bible dit qu'au
in
temps
the time
Samuel,
of Pastor George,
au temps de Shekinah,
in your time, there was something difficult happening. And I'm telling you what he did between war and peace. He came and he established Samuel. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called his name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped up. Verse 13, listen to what the Bible says. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. He came and he put the altar.
Il est venu,
it means that if you have any
instant
of strength,
si
and you want
force,
to come in,
et tu veux
when
venir
you want
entrer,
to enter Israel,
tu veux entrer Israël,
there is an altar.
Il y a déjà
you
un hôtel.
Buy a new house.
Tu achètes une nouvelle
you
maison.
Come, you build an
tu viens,
altar
tu bâtis
at
un hôtel
the gate of that house.
À la porte
you say,
de cette
if,
maison. Et tu
you
dis,
are,
si,
if you think you can do anything,
si
come and cross this altar. This altar belongs to the Lord. When the devil is coming, when evil is coming, they want to enter, they will fail. I can build a house and leave that house.
Je peux bâtir une maison
nobody
et cette
will
maison.
Take that house.
Et personne ne va prendre cette
nobody.
Maison. Personne.
If you want cry, jump, and you're not going to take that house.
Si tu veux, tu pries, tu veux, tu cries, tu sautes. Personne ne va prendre cette maison. Il
n'y
a que moi qui peux relâcher cette maison vers toi.
Because in that house there is an altar.
Dans cette maison, il y a un
altar. A supernatural altar of prayer.
Supernatural de prière.
And you are soit, you are, oh Lord, help us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. Listen to the next things. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. It means as long as you start standing,
ça veut dire que tant
nothing
que tu te
can
tiens,
cross your house,
personne,
nothing can enter your life,
ta maison,
nothing
rien
can destroy your family,
ou détruire
because
ta famille,
you build an altar.
Parce que tu as bâti
you
un hôtel,
pray for your family, you pray for your children, you pray for your household, for your father's household, you set people free, you build an altar of peace, you build an altar of healing, you build an altar of love. When they are coming trying to destroy you, the altar speak on your behalf. Because that altar carried one name, the name that is above every name. The Bible said, knowing who he was, he did not consider equality with God something to grab his own advantage. But he made himself of no reputation. He took a form of a servant. He was found in the likeness of men. He was found equal to men. He humbled himself. Even that humility unto death. Therefore, God,
alors,
the Father exalted him to the highest and gave him a name that is above every name. At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. The knees in heaven, the knees on earth, the knees under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ it is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I have a God. I have a stone. He is a cornerstone. He is a cornerstone elected in Zion. And I am Zion. I belong to Zion. And the mountain of the Lord is my strength. Therefore, I fear not. Therefore, I continue to pray. Therefore, I continue to establish dominion. Why? Because my altar, it is an unquenchable altar. Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I pray that the Lord will remember you. Can we rise?
Est-ce qu'on peut se lever?
Let the Lord remember you.
Que l'Éternel se rappelle
Let
de vous.
The Lord remember you.
Il se rappelle de vous.
Let the Lord remember you.
Il se rappelle de vous.
You will not continue.
Vous n'allez pas continuer.
The life of struggling.
La vie.
You will see
beaucoup de
the wonders of God.
Vous allez voir les
build
merveilles
an altar of prayer.
Bâtissez
Go to your closet.
Allez dans vos
Go to your kitchen.
Dans,
Go
dans
to
vos
your bathroom.
Allez dans
Say
vos toilettes.
This entire house belongs to the Lord.
Appartient
Do
à l'Éternel.
Do not let the place without the mighty hand of God being established over there. Go everywhere and declare the word of the Lord. Declare the word of the Lord everywhere. Do not let it into the devil and you will see the mighty hand of God to deliver you. I pray that the altar shall be built for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that as of now, as you are leaving this place, the demon that have been speaking against you, they have heard your heart say, Lord, I cry for forgiveness. I cry for repentance. Come into my life. Enter my family. Touch my children. Touch my parents. Change our destiny. Lord, I cry unto you. Hear from this altar. Unto heaven, O Lord, and set your children free. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I cry unto you. Hear from heaven and break the chain of captivity that have held your children captive for so long. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as I stand on the rock of my salvation, holding the rod of the high priesthood in heaven, I decree and I declare freedom unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare the yoke is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, go with the peace of the Lord, for the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Can somebody shout amen?